McLean would have to be one of the most inspirational characters.
Get him, mate. Yeah, good. Yeah, just to let you know that our team spent today out at local school, Clayton Park School in Wattle Downs.
Yeah.
One of the hardest areas to take on board the vaccination kaupapa. But they've achieved it and they've done it with our support. But what I want to say is, coming up this weekend, we're going back to give the second jabs to our mate Mark Pittman and Black Power down Panama Road. And that's going to happen this weekend, getting their second jab. We gave them the commitment after giving them the first jab 3 weeks ago that we'll go back there to give the second jab. And on this occasion, he's going to round up not only the ones that received the first jab, but also others and their family, and make it a real family push for our community there at Panama Road. And as well as that, we're participating in the Eat a Dot campaign that's going to happen at Manukau City as well this week, coming weekend. So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
There's a huge amount of going on. You know, and this is that indication that it's our Māori organisations that are leading the way and our Māori communities are leading the way, eh?
Yep, yes, certainly, certainly. Because that huge campaign on the weekend around Eat a Dot is inclusive of Tūruki Health, Mūma, Papakura Marae, Huakina Development Trust, Asi at Manurau Marae, and a whole host of others as well, including our mainstream people, councillors such as Daniel Newman and Angela Dalton and them, and other councillors within the South Auckland area and all that. So, yeah, there's going to be a good push. And all tuned to get us up to the 90, past the 90% mark.
Now, we're nearly there too, eh? I mean, I was looking at the figures for the vaccine rates for counties Manukau, and we're sitting there bang on 89% for the first doses and coming up the rear at 78% for those second doses.
And we're just going to continue to keep on pushing it.
Yeah, you know, can I also say thank you so much for the mahi in relation to our gang whānau as well. You know, I know there's a lot of criticism out there, mainly from those hooas on that other side of politics, bloody hickadoo, holy hicker, eh? But, you know, what they don't see is what we see, and irrespective of whether or not they wear a patch, and I don't agree with some of the activities they get involved in, but they're still whānau.
Yeah. They are, yeah, and you hit it on the button, particularly when you see the young whānau coming in, the whole whānau, including their babies and that, coming to participate and have free ice cream, have free coffee, have free kai and all that given out to them. I've got to say, the first time we went there, our CEO, Takutai Moore, Takutai Natasha Kemp.
Oh, yeah, Tash.
Actually spent over $1,000 buying pizza for all the kids that that fronted up from the whānau down Panama Road. And no doubt, again, she'll do the same again.
You know, she in herself is an inspirational character. I've known Tash for a little while, eh? And you know, there's people like me that hang out on the airways, and then there's the people like Tash and you at the front line every single day. You know, yeah. Well, no, it's a big thing because, you know, I get so sick and tired of people targeting our South Auckland whānau in particular, whether they be Māori or Pacifica, and in particular, you know, there's this this conversation around town by some on that other side of politics who are suggesting that we're holding everybody back. Well, hang on, that's a bit rich considering that it's Māori communities right across the country and our hauora and social service, our marae, who have been leading the charge, and we would have been here a lot sooner if you fellas had been with us on the same bus.
Oh, certainly, mate, yeah, yeah. So, and I just want to have a shout out to the Winder JT. He showed outstanding leadership.
Oh, yeah.
In getting the win for the data information and all that. But we'll carry on.
You know, I said to JT the other day, you know, bro, I don't even know why you and I argue so much. and I said to him, I know why. It's because we both have that male complex where we've got to outsmart each other. But you know, the thing I love about JT and the kaupapa he's working on and all of you are working on is at the end of the day, it begins and ends with our local communities. And for all of those fellas in their ivory towers, including in Māori leadership, sometimes down in Wellington or wherever, they best remember that it's people like Rangi McLean, people like Tash, people like JT, people like that on the front line, like Kurimwana Dennis at Te Puia, for example, or Tony Kake at Papakura Marae. Brian Joyce, I was having a conversation with Brian Joyce about it the other day. You know, we've got so many of our people that are actually doing the doing stuff instead of the hooing stuff. God. And mind you, Rangi, I've got to say, I was one of the early adopters of the vaccine. I did give myself a bit of a kick when all of a sudden I saw the free pizza, the ice cream truck. I think it was the ice cream truck at Clayton Park today.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, where's my Mr. Whippy? Hey, Rangi, it's so good to talk to you again. Hey, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for the update. And whānau, remember, you can find out about all of these different events and what's going on. Yeah. I mean, the Shotcuz bus, that was at Clayton Park School today. Big advocate of anything to do with the mahi of Manurewa Marae. Make sure you go and like them on Facebook. Make sure you keep yourself up to date with what's going on. And also, if you are in need of kai, there's also a food bank post up there right now, I think, from memory, and get involved. Yeah. So thank you, Rangi. Really appreciate it, Ihor.
Kia ora, mate.
Kia ora, my friend. Take care.